Good morning. Glad to see all people here. Today's my topic is one. Before in a topic, I like to go for the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. Let me read that verse. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know. Whether out of body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Or I know such man, whether in the body or out of body, I do not know. God knows. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible word, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Reason I bring up this so-called third heaven, because when I was in Taiwan, the Chinese culture, they are thinking about the heaven is, you know, stacking together in a vertical sense. So they say, oh, God is in third heaven, because the translation is called level. But actually, this third heaven is in terms of a timeline. If we put the X, you know, in horizontal way, so first heaven will be the Adam through the Noah before the flood. And the second heaven will be after flood till now. The third heaven will be Christ's return and establish kingdom of God. Because in verse 4, it's talking about the paradise. And in the Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, he who has an ear, let him hear that the Spirit said to the church, to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which in the midst of paradise of the God. So this actually confirms the third heaven is a new heaven, new earth. So we are in second heaven and almost in the end. So Christ is coming. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, 20, this is the Apostle Paul encourage Brother Timothy. Oh, Timothy, guide what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babbling and contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge. This is quite important, the verse for us too, because right now we have the internet. The information is overwhelming. We read so much information, which contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge. We have to be aware of that. Let's go back to the beginning. On Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. So verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. So we have so many verses talking about verse 10, 12, 18, 21, 25. God saw that it was good. So when God created heaven and earth, he seen it from his point of view. It was good. In verse 11, 12, 21, 24, 25 say, according to its kinds. So God created animal or the beast according to its kind. So we believe, Bible say creation, but men say evolution. This is also important. It's according to its kind. Cattle is cattle. Tiger is tiger. Lion is lion. Monkey cannot become a man. That's the idea. Okay. Under chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man become a living being. And verse 18, the Lord God say, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So this is, it is not good that man should be alone. It's first not good in the eyes of the God. So God made Adam, did four sleep. So he slept. Because before that, okay, he want to make a helper. So he asked Adam to choose maybe from the animal. But Adam is not able to find one. So he took one of his rib and make him a woman. So the Adam say, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because he was taken out of man. On chapter 2, verse 24, therefore a man shall be leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. It's interesting enough, it's in Chinese character, when a man introduced the wife to friends, he always say, this is my inside person of the house. So that character is actually like a door with a man. And the second character is the man. We put that second character inside the first character and they become flesh. Another character called flesh. So it's quite interesting. The Chinese character actually built in the Bible story. So in Luke chapter 3, 38, say, the son of Enoch, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. So Adam make out from the dust. He is the son of the God. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. But did he not make them one having a remnant of the spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Right now, a lot of people say, oh, in the creation, God actually not only made Adam, made a lot of people, but Adam just a chosen one. No. In Malachi 2:15 assures us that. He said God can make more people, but he only made one because he seek godly offspring. Interesting enough is in Chinese NIV and English NIV or King James and King James has this verse. But some of the English translation just skip out this first portion of the verse and actually followed by the second one is talking about a wife. So when we read, we have to be a little bit careful. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 45, and so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, which echo on Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. So recap here is, God made Adam one man, only one. Now if we go to the John chapter 1 verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This we are talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. And Luke chapter 3 verse 22, and the Holy Spirit descending in the bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice come from heaven, which say, you are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 and 23. This is about when Joseph thinking about how to deal with the Mary. But the angel appeared to him in a dream. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you to your Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call him his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sin. Verse 20 says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated to God with us, which echo from Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So right now Adam is made out from the dust with the breath of life. He became a living soul. Our Lord Jesus Christ is made out from a woman with the Holy Spirit. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, 16, he is the image of the invisible God and firstborn over all creation. For the new Bible student, I remember when I was reading Bible, quite confusing about this verse. I said, I thought about the Adam, how come it's Christ? How come it's Jesus? Also here, we are talking about a new creation. Not the Genesis, not the creation of that creation. This is like a spiritual creation, a new creation. If we read through, it actually, give us more evidence. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominion or principality or power. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, or the ecclesia, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That is all things he may have the preeminence. So Christ is first people who raised from the dead and live forever. So he is the first fruit. That's why when we read the Philippians chapter 2 verse 7, some of the important word is like this. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and give him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So when we mention about Jesus, we should mention about he is the Lord, Jesus Christ. Christ is his title. He's our Savior. When we say that, it actually saying we are glory to our Father in heaven. So in Colossians chapter 1 and 20 and Ephesians 2, 16, and also Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is all talking about the he make and by him reconcile all sin to him. By him, whether thing on earth or thing in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And he may reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross. They are put into death and enmity. The mystery here is in Ephesians 3, verse 5 and 6, which in other age was not made known to the Son of Man, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostle and prophet, that the Gentile, we are Gentile before, should be fellow heirs of the same body, the partaker of his promise in Christ through the gospel. So when we believe in gospel, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we can receive the promise. It's not by bloodline. It's by faith. It's by baptism into Christ. That is a great mystery. But now we have the benefit to become the children of the God if we believe this faith and baptize into the name of Christ. So in continue on the Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20 to 32, I only read a few important things here. Christ is head of a church, and he is savior of the body. The body means church, the ecclesia. Verse 30, for we are member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and he joined to the wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So when we read on the verse 30 and 31, we go back to all, it's from the Genesis chapter 2. It's talking about Adam and Eve. The apostle Paul said, no, I'm talking about Christ and the church. If we remember in the John chapter 19 verse 34, at the time Jesus is on the cross, and one of the soldiers pierced him side with a spear, and immediately blood and water come out. So this is like a symbolic, when the Adam fall into the sleep, God take out his rib and make a woman. Now Christ spear on the side, water, blood and water coming out, from the church, from the body, from the woman, or the new woman, the ecclesia. So if we continue read from John 20 and 20 to 22, this is when Jesus was resurrected, and first time he showed. After he showed to the Mary, then he showed to his disciple. Then what he says, when he had said to this, he showed them his hand and his side. Then the disciple were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So this same thing, the God put a breath to the dust who formed Adam. Adam became a living soul. Right now, Christ resurrect and he live forever. And he acting as God, send the breath to the disciple, so they can receive the Holy Spirit. So this is a new creation. We are in this new creation. In Revelation 19 verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. His wife, the woman, come out from the blood and water, is the church, or we call ecclesia, is the body of the Christ. That is his wife. Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Prepared. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, that he may sanctify and cleansing her with the wash of water by the word. So the Bible, the word, can cleansing the body of the Christ, the wife, actually cleansing us. So the word continue cleansing our heart, so we have clean conscience when we see Christ. That is very important on the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20 to 28, explain about this new creation. Now Christ risen from the dead, and he become the first of fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man come death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all should be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward those who are in Christ at his coming. So we are just like that. I want to read more on the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He actually give us more clear picture. On the chapter 15:45-54. And so it's written, the first man Adam. Again, first man Adam. Not many men. First man Adam become a living being. The last Adam become the life-giving spirit. The last Adam is mean Jesus Christ. However, the spiritual is not first, but the nature. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man is of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. So we are born of the flesh from our parent. Our forefather is Adam. And we baptize into the Christ. We are from heaven. So we are just like Christ. The formation. So for the corruptible, must put on the incorruption. And for the mortal, must put on the immortality. So when the incorruptible has put on the incorruption, and this mortal has put on the immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. What he's talking about here is how Christ showed us how he destroyed the death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55-57, he said, oh death, where's your sting? Where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks to be God. Thanks be to God, who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. We go back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken the flesh of the blood, he himself likewise share in the same. Doesn't mean Christ, share the same as we are. And through death, he may destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. That is actually flesh. The devil is the flesh because, you know, Paul is saying like, we set up some mind to do good thing, but our flesh just made us not doing good thing. The flesh is just holding us. But Christ showed he destroyed the flesh. Cruise on the cross, destroy the death, destroy the sin. So we continue saying, die to sin, live toward God. That is the whole Bible. The story is, die to sin, live toward God. This is also coming back from the Genesis chapter 3 verse 14. Chapter 3 verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and a woman, and between you, your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. So it's all in the prophecy. God already put the plan together. Christ was on the cross, even though he is sinless. No wonder, because the people who sin must die. Since he is sinless, so he must live again. And John 16:33, those sin I have spoken to you, that's in me, you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That is what our Lord Jesus Christ tell his disciple them. He have overcome the world. 1 John verse 2, 16, it shows us, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of the life, this is not of the Father, but is of the world. That is why, if you can see, we have so much information on the internet. It's all come out from the world. It's not come out from the Father. But some do, like we have the Christophia Bible teaching, a video, you know, that is sometimes it's pretty good reading. So we need to discern on those information coming to you and use the Bible as a guideline. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So as the Apostle Paul on Romans chapter 12 verse 14 say, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. So it's encouraging us to crucify our lust to the cross so we can continue to die to the sin. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, just as he chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So we are all in God's plan. In Christ, God knows all over us, sick here, come to worship him, come to remember our Lord, are in God's plan. From the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world. And John 17 and verse 3 and 7, John 17 verse 3, and 4 and 5 and 6, 7 to 17. I will just read a few key verses. Our Lord saying, I have manifest your name. Like we try to do it, manifest Christ. In the verse 11 say, now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world. That means we are in the world. And I come to you, come to the Father, Holy Father. Keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those who you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Verse 7, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now I am no longer in the world, but those are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those who you have given me, the name, your name. So when we need to understand the name, we should do all the people, all the brothers and sisters, read this Bible verse very often. In the Exodus chapter 33, 18 and 19, when Lord God called upon Moses, Moses said, okay. And he said, please show me your glory. On verse 19, then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will be have compassion on who I will have compassion. In Exodus 34, verse 5 to 7, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and the children, by no means cleansing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. In here, God sent an angel and tell the Moses about the glory, the name, is his character. But in the ancient time, the Chinese culture saying, we are believing a God, a called character God, is Heavenly Father. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and who he abide in love, abide in God, and God in him. So God is love, because his name is his character. His name is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. In the love, in the New Testament, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and 4, verse 4 to 8, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Think no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endures all things. Love never failed. So God is love. His name is his character. His character is love. And John 17 verse 20 and 23, I do not pray for those alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also might be one in us, that the world may be believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, the glory, the name, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. This is very powerful scripture here. Christ is in Father. We are in Christ. So we are all in one. When all in one, people who don't believe the gospel, they will believe the Lord come. That Jesus is on earth before, and he will come again. Therefore, the Jesus Christ, our Lord, give us a new commandment on John 13, verse 34. A new commandment that I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love, that you also love one another. So when we love one another, we are one with Christ, with God. Today we are remember our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us obey his new commandment, love one another. Just a recap. The Genesis, God made one man, who is Adam, our forefather. In new creation, God made Christ Jesus, and he obeyed Father's command and died on the cross, even though he is sinless. So he risen from the dead, create a new creation. He is the first fruit of this new creation. Since we are in Christ, so we also will be raised from the dead. It gives us an eternal hope. We really appreciate we have this honor and opportunity because some of the children, son of the God and the daughter of the God.